You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of the Waitemata local board.
When it comes to politics, the mahi that goes on at the local democracy level often goes unnoticed. Over the next few weeks, we will continue to shine a light on what the public servants of the Waitemata local board do to keep our communities thriving. This week, I spoke to Deputy Chair of the Board, Alexandra Bonham, about her work in the Hauraki Gulf, as well as her vision for urban development in the Waitemata area. Ahiahi Maria, good afternoon, Alex. So, first of all, you stepped into the role of Deputy Chair in April of this year. What does the role of Deputy Chair involve?
Well, it's number two to the Chair, I suppose that's obvious. And so sometimes I get to step up in Chair meetings. But generally, I'm a sounding board for the Chair. The whole board gets the information that we need to make decisions as a board.
And what are some things you've achieved as deputy chair so far that you're proud of?
I'd say that I probably achieved more just as a regular local board member, because whoever you are on the board, you can try and lead projects that matter a lot to you. So the Hauraki Gulf was a big thing for me. I went to one of the State of the Gulf report presentations a couple of years ago when I was relatively new on the board and just discovered what a terrible state that the Hauraki Gulf is in. And I read that it was down to so many things, partly overfishing, but partly too much building close to the coastline and just pushing sediment or construction sort of spoil bits and pieces out into the oceans, and they were sort of smothering the shellfish beds, and the whole thing was so complicated. I just wanted to show how supportive we were. So we did a notice of motion asking for better protections of the Hauraki Gulf, and this was picked up by the Ōeki local board, so they did a nomination as well, by Puketapapa, by Albert Eden, and I think even one on the North Shore, as you had all these local boards pushing for better Hauraki Gulf protections. And you can't know whether it definitely made a difference, but certainly David Parker made his announcement about progressing protections for the Hauraki Gulf earlier this year, and it did feel like an enormous win to make a step in the right direction. It's probably not enough, but every time you make a step in the right direction, you have to celebrate the win.
Of course, it's quite a contentious topic for some people. What are some challenges that you've had to deal with so far in terms of pushback?
You're never going to please everyone all of the time, and it can be quite hard when you get personal comments, you know, just saying that you're doing everything to try and feather your own nest. But I don't see how we can feather our own nest, really. There's seven of us. We consider the material put in front of us, and we absolutely try and do the best thing for our communities. And what I've found is looking across all of the local boards and the people who've gone into these roles, and I would say all of them feel that across political parties. We don't take a huge amount of cash home, so it's hard to feel that pushback sometimes in the community who feel that you're in it for the wrong reasons. I'd say that most of us are there for the right reasons.
Your main portfolio is planning and resource consent. How would you describe a well-developed city, and what plans are there to kind of turn Auckland into something that you'd like to see?
So there's the Auckland Unitary Plan, and it had loads of consultation about 5-6 years ago, and it landed somewhere that probably pleased everyone a bit, but not possibly entirely. So there were some character areas in there, and heritage is important. But on the other hand, this has been really criticised by younger people who say we need a greater diversity of housing, we need smaller housing so that we can get onto the property ladder. So there's this announcement that came from Labour and National that essentially said you must allow everyone to build up to three buildings, up to three stories high on their sections. And as long as it fits certain standards, you don't need a resource consent. You can just do it. And the report suggests that loads of new houses can now be built and will be built, maybe 40,000 to 100,000 in the next 10 years. So that's quite exciting. And talking to younger friends of mine, they're really excited about the prospect of this. On the other side of the fence, though, is just that longer view. There have been other times where building has been really pushed. Got to get the building out. Got to get it. Doesn't really matter what it's like. We just need to get the quantity in. And perhaps allowing corners to be cut. And there were some real issues with Shoebrook's apartments in the 80s, 90s. And the 90s, though, was struck by the leaky homes crisis as well. So I'm trying to keep my measured hat on and go, great, absolutely need these new houses. How can we make sure that we still end up with a really, really lovely city that we want to live in? And there's a wonderful woman called Heidi, and she talks about perimeter housing as being part of the answer. So why not have these three houses quite close to the front of the section, right next to each other, maybe tall and skinny like you might see in London, with a sort of a relatively big shared garden behind. And that way we get to keep some gardens and keep some trees and play space and space to sit outside. You can get to the cafe, which is just at the end of your street, and there's a bus stop and there's enough people to mean the bus is quite regular, and you can get to the shops and your kids can walk to the schools because it's not too far. But everything has to be designed really well so that you don't just end up, you know, with all these people living in less space. You've got to make sure that you just don't have cars just parked every which way to get in because there isn't the public transport, and then the kids can't walk to school because it's not that far but it's dangerous. So we've got the knowledge. We've got the knowledge for low traffic neighbourhoods and doing density well, and I think that we shouldn't just sweep them away and go, oh, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and go, now there are some things that we know. So it's not saying that one size fits all, but it's just saying that there needs to be some basic standards there to make sure that it works. I think that there are lots of things that planners and architects to just sort of like put in some rules that just make sure that we end up with a denser city, but one that's a bit more like London or Paris, that is still full of green and full of street trees that we'll enjoy living in for many generations to come.
And finally, what would you say to young people who are potentially interested in getting involved with local politics?
Well, I would recommend them to look into it. If you think that you're a politico and you've been involved in student politics or leading community groups or leading a club at university and you enjoy that and you like working with other people, then why not think about standing to be elected? But think about maybe sort of like signing up for a ticket or standing independently and getting your voice heard on the campaign trail. We absolutely need, you know, young voices at the table. And it may not be for you right now, but hold it in the back of your mind. It might be something you want to go back to maybe next time round. But if you're interested, go for it. Now's the time.
Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we really appreciate all the mahi you do for the community.
It's been such a pleasure to talk. Thank you.
That was Deputy Board Chair Alexandra Bonham talking to us about her work in the community, as well as how the Waitemata area could look under her vision of urban development.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside down snake.
Board Games on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.